percent yankongole yanu pomwe apa kenaka muziri pirira yosala magawa asanu kuchokera mu August paka December 2025 pitani kustandi yatu kushowground kapena maofesi yatu yali pafupi mulembese na kusegulisa account mwai wanu ndiye uyu nkalani ndi account yopanda nkongole muzisangalala ndi manzi yopanda msokonezo Lusaka Water Supply and Sanitation manzi ndi moyo muzisamala ugondo ndi ntanzi
Mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of His love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
Up next, the news bulletin.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio news.
Thank you for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, I'm Alex Sianga. The headlines. Water Aid Zambia calls for wash investment. Medrep warns of deepening crisis at Zamsa. And international news, first deportees arrive in Rwanda from the US. And Red Arrows stands unshaken. Now the news in detail. Water Aid Zambia has called for urgent increased investment in sustainable water, sanitation and hygiene services in Zambia. Water Aid Zambia Country Director Yako Mataya says 32% of households lack basic water access, 64% lack basic sanitation, 82% lack basic hygiene, and 13% of healthcare facilities have no water services. She underscored the urgent need to address the deficit as part of a complex wash ecosystem involving various sectors at community, international and sub-national levels.
Guided by the values that WaterAid has upheld of accountability, the value of respect and courage and collaboration, integrity and innovation, this MOU does indeed reflect WaterAid's deep commitment to safeguarding and safeguarding the people that we work with and also safeguarding the people that we serve. We are positioning ourselves through this memorandum of understanding as a critical friend that is ready to challenge and support government and by extension the people of Zambia in realizing their aspirations.
Meanwhile, Ministry of Water Development and Sanitation Permanent Secretary Engineer Romas Kamanga described the signing as a significant milestone marking a new chapter in cooperation towards Sustainable Development Goal 6 and Zambia's Vision 2030. He emphasized that clean water and sanitation are fundamental to public health, economic growth and human dignity, extending beyond infrastructure to include institutional capacity building.
The obligation under the memorandum of understanding are a clear demonstration of our mutual trust. The ministries will provide the necessary policy direction and guidelines, while WaterAid will provide invaluable technical expertise and facilitate training for our staff. We will work hand in hand to source funds and support our shared activities, ensuring that this partnership has the resources it needs to succeed.
Chiwayonji District Commissioner DC Alfred Shaputu says government remains committed to supporting initiatives that will lead to growth of farming activities in the country, such as agroecological farming. Speaking during the food fair in Shantumbu District, Mr. Shaputu says the district's agriculture office is open to collaborate with Community Technology Development Trust and stakeholders to strengthen seed system and ensure that farmers in the district and beyond have access to resilient planting materials. Mr. Shatubu, however, says government cannot accomplish the development alone. It requires the collective efforts of farmers, researchers, NGOs, extension officers, and traditional leaders. And CTDT director has raised concerns over the increasing challenges faced by agroecological farmers in marketing their produce. Charles Ngoma says that without effective marketing strategy, farmers may struggle to sell their crops, which could severely affect their livelihood. And farmers' representative Benif Mushumbwa notes that government should promote wider adaptation of agroecological practices and principles. The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRep, has warned that persistent governance failure at the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supply Agency, ZAMSA, are fueling corruption and undermining public access to essential medicines. MedRep National Director Yokalioka commended law enforcement agencies for acting on the forensic audit of ZAMSA and that the Ministry of Health is worsening the crisis by interfering in the recruitment of the Director General.
And I think that this is very important and would like to commend the law enforcement agencies in Zambia, and I think we want to think that they have done a good job at this moment in time. So much so that what we'll say at this moment is that if there is anyone that thinks that there is further evidence they can provide to these agencies, I think this is a time we need to see such communities being able to stand up and providing further evidence.
Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry Chipoka Mulenga has called for concentrated efforts to drive change in the marketing sector. Speaking during the Zambia Institute of Marketeers 11th graduation ceremony, Minister of Commerce, Mr. Mulenga, says the marketing primary focuses on product promotion and sales, which has involved in a power force that navigates complexity and drives growth. Mr. Mulenga has urged the graduating class to be in the forefront of change, to put to use the equipped knowledge and skills of adaptable, innovative and resilience in the fast-paced environment.
Marketing, once primary focus on product promotion and sales, has evolved in a powerful force that navigates complexity and drives growth. You, our graduating class, are the forefront of this transformation. You are equipped with the knowledge and skills to be adaptable, innovative and resilient in a fast-paced environment. As marketers, you have the power to shape perceptions, inspire choices, and build brands that stand the test of time. You can become champions of innovation, leveraging new technologies to reach consumers in exciting ways.
This was delivered in a speech read by Ministry Principal Economist Kaluba Chulu. Zambia's School of Drivers Director Hopu Kumalo has appealed to government to improve the road signage around the Road Traffic and Safety Agency, RATSA, designated testing center in Lusaka along Great East Road. In a statement, Ms. Kumalo says this follows the tragic accident where a young driver and four passengers died on the spot just outside the RATSA Silverest office. She emphasized that the testing center should be clearly visible and urged the installation of signage to indicate its presence. Ms. Kumalo also recommended low speed limits for drivers approaching the testing center, especially those driving large vehicles such as lorries coming from the Eastern Province direction.
We are saying, what about the learner drivers? Because every time we go for driving tests, we have near misses. We have tires screeching here and there where the drivers behind are trying to overtake a learner who's trying to go back and into the testing center at the end of their test. So they are anxious. They don't understand what is happening. They just want to start overtaking on the side, and then they realize what is happening. Then the tires are screeching, and these incidences are happening all the time. So our appeal is, we must not wait until something tragic happens. Let us be proactive and put up the signage on that route.
Yes, you're with me, Alex Yanga. We have more in international and sports news after this break.
Listen to One Love Radio main news. At 8 hours.
Those people just to deliver more to what people want. Let them know that as we voted for them.
13 hours and 18 hours. For news tips, call +211 224 4404 or email us on onelovenews@gmail.com.
International news. International.
7 immigrants deported from the U.S. have arrived in Rwanda, the first of 250 expected to be taken in by the African state under a deal reached with President Donald Trump's administration. Rwandan government spokesperson Yolanda Kakolo says the first group of 7 vetted migrants arrived in Rwanda in the mid-August. She gave no detail about their nationalities, only explaining that four of them would remain in Rwanda, with three opting to return to their home countries. Rights groups have warned that such deportations